Quiet now. Can't see you. So much
I
better.
get the sound off. I get the sound off, and I'll tell you. I'll give you a nod. Here, I'll give you a head shot
Is
there.
the town administrator part of the fire commission?
No.
No, automatically? No.
No.
Looper?
Nope.
No,
Nope.
matter of fact, one of the town administrators for a very long time, it was a little contentious at times, wouldn't you say?
Who's that?
Joyce? Sometimes
Half and
you
half, half.
seem to have the, you could rubber the right way, we'll put it that way. But I know some past chiefs, there was
Oh,
some
yeah. Oh, that was big time.
not
Yes.
such
Yes.
friendly in the
You
sandbox,
never
but
liked me either. Right. Right.
You didn't like me either.
You worked for her, right?
That's why.
She did not like me, no. She liked Donald, though.
He's cute.
She was a tough customer. Even I was only working part-time at the senior center, and boy, she showed her true colors, boy, one
Yeah, all
day.
set. Am I
Well, we got
right?
a meeting going, but I'll tell you, I've never seen someone so uncompassionate and mean and nasty to somebody when they're struggling.
I gave her a parade. I gave her a parade when
You
she left.
remember Cheryl Shard, right? And her husband got diagnosed with the worst kind of Alzheimer's you possibly can get, frontal lobe, but the name's about this long. And basically, you get 2 to 5 years. That's it. And obviously, at some point, it's just like any other Alzheimer's. Well, she was struggling, and it was obvious that she was probably, this isn't on, right?
No, it's not.
Self-medicating. And me and Leo had a problem with what was going on up there, and she
You're good.
Hey, call the meeting to order. Any public comment? Nothing came. I get nothing. And then we have approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And then we correspondence. We got nothing from the calendar, eh? It's payment of the bill, sorry, missed that one.
Yep, bills are set.
And the correspondence, and then we have correspondence from the chief.
Okay, I'll try to be brief tonight. Since our last meeting in January, we had 55 emergency calls. We had two calls at the church, Congregational Church, for furnace problems. We had a chimney fire on Keeney Drive. We had another furnace problem up on Tinker Pond, and a garage fire down on Hebron Road.
Can I ask you one quick question? It's
Absolutely.
kind of this isn't really something that we did very many in East Hartford. I'm curious, how do you battle a chimney fire? They don't put that rocket thing down there anymore, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you still do it?
Sure. Ideally, see what you got on the outside. Get in the house, see what you got there. In this case, particular case, we had an old wood stove, had a flue, 6-inch flue that went up into a 4-inch flue that went through the ceiling, a dead crawl space. You going to talk about this? A dead crawl space and out the roof. The top part, the 4-inch, was glowing like a cherry.
She had
Since
video of it. It's kind of
so
neat.
really, I'm thinking more of your traditional, like a brick fireplace,
No,
like
that's a
that burned in my house.
metal messes one. So
Okay,
you
gotcha.
pull the fire out of the firebox, take the fire out of the firebox, so you can get in there with to see something. In this case, you couldn't really see because you had different baffles inside the wood stove and going up in its metal besses. And then I did leave. I turned the scene over to the deputy chief to finalize it. But yes, we will put the chimney chains down there, take the top off, put the chains down there to clean it. If it's the torpedo thing, if it's really clogged, you can't see from the bottom to the top, just to break it up a little bit. You got to be careful not to break the bricks or the
That's
stones on a
right.
chimney. But the best bet is get the fire out of the box. Let it still go inside, go in with an extinguisher in the base, give it a couple puffs with an ABC extinguisher, and it pretty much puts it out. Majority of them. So, yep. And a garage fire, which you'll probably hear about, maybe you won't hear about, on Hebron Road, 255 Hebron Road.
Was that the smoking?
Yeah. Had a motor vehicle accident, storm standby for the snowstorm we had. I had a crew standing by here, and we did a CPR the other morning. We've been mutual aid to Glastonbury. We went mutual aid to Hebron to a structure fire and Vernon for a structure fire. ET-134 is in service. We put it in, we had training with FireMatic on January 20th here. I had a full firehouse for that. A lot of members were for to hear that. And then we spent the afternoon fabricating some other metal and changing compartment configurations, loading hose the next night. And we put the truck in service on Monday night, the 22nd, I think it is. After that, we went out on a weekend, had a drill with the new fire truck, ET-134, the old fire truck, ET-334, and Tank 234. We were drafting out of a pond and worked out very, very well. EMT refresher this past weekend. We had two, three, four, five, six, seven members for 20 hours of training this weekend on EMT refresher. And then biggest thing for the month was the budgets that were turned into the selectmen back in December. We did a presentation where a number of the members here at the meeting tonight were present at the town hall for that presentation. They went back. Deliberations started February 21st, which I believe was a Wednesday night, for the selectmen to talk about the meeting or talk about the budget. A number of us were on a Zoom, that Zoom meeting, invisible. And with some questions that came up, they asked me to speak. Ultimately, it looks like they've cut $4,000 from training. In reference to ET-334 going to the fire school for 6 hour or $6,000. The figure equals it, doesn't, but they cut a one officer position and a proficiency fund will not be in payroll. It'll be a standalone line item budget as it has been in the past. So
I was kind of curious about why did they cut that LT position? I don't know if I followed that night.
Was sacrificial.
Oh, okay.
So, any questions? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Marshall.
I didn't put on my notes, but Jim covered that call. I don't know how much detail you want, but the garage fire he's referring to, it was smoking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was in.
Yeah, it was. I actually interacted with the property owner. He needed his report for the insurance company, and he was pretty upset about the whole ordeal. Jim wrote an excellent fire report, so I ended up scanning it in and digitizing it, putting in an ESO, so it's attached to the incident report. And it's just a it was a misuse of smoking materials. Let's just leave it at that. That's all it was. It was small fire. Didn't go anywhere really. And actually, they spotted. Was the carrying beam for the garage door that was the termites got to?
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know if it's termites.
Or some
It's probably
critter.
more dry rot
Yeah.
because of the way the construction, the Tyvek would made it an envelope right around it. So any
Right.
moisture in there over the period of the 20 some odd plus years, rotted the wood.
That was from the guys pulling the siding off to get the.
Found it.
Yeah, found it.
Found it.
They would have known. They would have.
Because
Yeah,
actually it was
wow.
smoking.
Yeah.
Actually, it was
Yeah,
all smoking inside
potential
there.
to.
It sure
Late at
did.
night, if it
2
was
o'clock in the
something
morning, it would have been
in the
different.
morning.
Okay, so moving on. Activities, two Knox box installations this past month, one senior Knox box. So we still got two left, and that goes back to that discussion we had earlier today.
You got a text on that also, or an email on it, no.
Okay, fine. Then updating ESO inspections module, Capital Region Fire Marshals Association meeting in Windsor. I responded with the fire department for an appliance fire. And then responded with the fire department for a heating system failure at the Congregational Church, which worked out because based on a complaint and too much stuff in their store, there was a some little kid was in there and pulled on something and came down on his head. So there's a lot of complaints from the church. Chief found out about it. I got a complaint, so I went over there and did an inspection and wrote him up a violation report plus the the corridors egress. They had those cards on roundy things which could tip over. They had tables set up in the middle of the hallway for, you know, the main entrance exit out. You can't. So that was all taken care of when I went to that church fire. So apparently the lady that runs the store, all that donated stuff, and then they sell it and they can put it towards whatever church activities. Mm-hmm. And she just kind of likes collecting stuff. Anyway, I went to my first budget meeting with the selectman. I was there not even 5 minutes. And then something that you might find interesting is we had a meeting last month at the senior center. I'm sorry, I forgot to add you to this list here, but it was myself, Carrie from the senior center, a town administrator, the building official, and also the chief. And what this is in reference to is we were working on like a hoarding policy, and I've got all this stuff put together on hoarding and stuff like that. I think we mentioned it before, but what this is the first step. So any of us, anybody working for the town, or even the fire department, guys go to a call and they see something that the quality of life with someone, or they might possibly be in danger to themselves. We all can fill out a report that starts at the senior center with Carrie. Then based on the type of call, she'll call everybody else at it, building, fire, zoning, whoever. So it's basically everybody in town helping out people that
keeping our eyes open, keeping our eyes open for the public.
Yeah, right? Because we run across this stuff all the time. There's single family dwellings, huge problems with a couple of single family dwellings. And I'll find out tomorrow when I go to South Florida Apartments, but there's a couple of folks that live over there that just, they really can't take care of themselves. So there's just stuff everywhere. And, you know, it's, now we have a tool that, and it's protecting the town ultimately with this tool. If we address these issues and spot something, statutorily, I don't have much horsepower to just go barging into somebody's single family dwelling and tell them to clean up their mess. It doesn't work that way. But with all of us, and we document all of this, and we try to do something, then we're, I think we're doing our job and trying to help folks that live in town who just can't take care of themselves. And sometimes you really can't do too much, but I know you guys on the bus that used to drive the wrinkle van, that you see what, run across some stuff that, anyway, so we've got a tool now. And then all that information will be, you know, documented and saved, and, you know, in case something happens down the road with somebody, it just, you know, it's a starter. Then I did a life safety lecture at the senior center a couple weeks ago about the pooch. I bought muffins. There's no money in the budget for muffins. I bought my own muffins. But it's okay because Ember ate one. Anyway, inspection.
That's his dog.
She always helps herself. Inspection since the last meeting, 10, 12, 14 Carpenter Road, all the apartments, went back there 3 or 4 times to get everybody. They're completely done. One burn permit. And then I went with John
Butchmovich,
the building guy.
Butchmovich,
yeah. Indian Notch Park with Karen Cordero in reference to outdoor activities and fire pits. There were some issues with her running a fire pit at the Heritage Farm a couple of years ago that was taken care of. But this is a new site, and there's going to be a couple of fires. There's going to be the 17th of March. There's a
penguin plunge.
What?
Penguin plunge.
Penguin plunge. Yeah, and then in July sometime there's going to be some kind of a canoe, and they're going to have a fire and porta potties, and you know. So we located a site for the fire and everything else and whatever. Inspection new portable office at town offices. There's a Knox box mounted with a key inside for the fire department. And then spent some time getting all my preparations ready for the South Florida Department inspections.
Tomorrow. Are there keys in that Knox box? There's a key for opening the door. Are there keys for the offices?
There's only like a couple, from what I understand, that master key will get into pretty much everything.
Well, okay.
And there are a couple places, maybe the...
Storage,
whatever. There's a couple spots that it won't get to, but pretty much everything out there, one key won't. Okay. So that building's ready for use by the town. The preparation
smoke detectors in there?
Yes.
There is?
Fire extinguishers.
Smoke detector, okay.
Fire extinguishers.
The cameras in there?
There will be cameras in there,
Okay.
And then preparations for the South Road apartments. Like I mentioned before, you saw the paperwork that every occupant has to sign this release form. So I have to get it to them. And we have to, it's how we do it now. We just sort of resolve. Every apartment is a separate inspection. It's on a, and there's a separate release signed by the occupant. And it's all kept on file in the fire marshal's office. And that's it so far. Is there a place to put that release in your ESO? I never really looked at it. The only reason we just keep it on file, I don't know how many years you have to keep it on file, but it's happened in the fire marshal world. You go into inspect a property and they had $10,000 in cash on a bureau that day, and now it's gone when you did after you did your inspection. So I don't like going alone. I always like to have somebody from property management there, but then that's a problem too, because then all the a lot of prop some of the property managers don't want to go because everybody's got to complain about something not working. So it's kind of, but I got the release signed pretty much by it. Miss a few here and there, but it's signed. So 5 years down the road, there's a complaint. They signed it the day I did the inspection.
Yeah, no, I just have to look later.
As far
Just
as an
take that,
EFO,
file it, scan it in there or something like that, and file it in the
there might
ESO.
be because
Just to eliminate paperwork for you guys to have to go through.
well, there is a way because, like I said, every inspection, every apartment is a separate inspection. So you have to have a separate start inspection record, then you fill out whatever necessary, click, click, click mostly. And there is a way to attach documents to, I think there's a way to attach it to the inspection. I just got to make sure that when people go in there that they don't see those. Right.
There's,
You know, some documents that people should be privy to see.
I
Right.
think Pam and I, you and Jim are the only ones who can get in there.
Okay.
The rest are not in the fire marshal or property. It's simply a fire or EMS.
But it's, I can look into it. But like I said,
I'm just sorry. They're just asking. You know, we spend all the money in our program if it's capable of doing it for you, and eventually it would make your life easier, you
Well, that's
know.
why I like fire reports, even though Jim, you know, did the fire report, and I do the same thing. I attach it right to a, everything's electronic and it's attached to the incident report. So down the road, instead of, there's a couple ways to do things. You can go to town hall and you can pull a file. Hopefully it's in there. And they have been doing this for years. There's an orange file in each address in town that's for fire marshal, fire department stuff. You know, so somebody wants to buy a house, they can go to that particular address and pull whatever file is there. Sometimes it's not up to date, and we've been running across a couple of weird things, but for the most part, you got that side of it. But then everything else is either ESO or the town server has documentation on there for all the inspections that I do. Everything's on the town server copy of it too, besides ESO. So I have been experimenting with a laptop. And I didn't realize that my phone has a mobile hotspot. I played with it, and just didn't quite get that far with it. So he hooked me up with this kid that works. He's an intern at town hall. All these kids, you know, if, all these kids. Anyway, so I haven't got too much of an opportunity to play with it, but I was having difficulties with the laptop picking up the hotspot. It just all these little things, or it would click out or whatever, where it shouldn't because it's the hotspot. But then it's dependent on if you got good coverage. Now I got,
Internet coverage, right?
yeah, well, I got Verizon. Sometimes I can't even make a phone call without dropping. But what I was doing and not knowing is to use that functionality, you got to shut off your the tool that searches for Wi-Fi networks. You know, you go to a store and you look at it, there's all these, it's picking up all these different, you got to shut it off. So it doesn't get confused and just stays with the thing. All this we're working on a hot spot, put it that way. So
Right.
I'm just gonna say back to that hoarding though. I think that sounds really important just because I've seen enough where any sort of intervention, because hoarding eventually does not end well. So either medically or a fire, and I've seen both. And if there's any way that there can be like you nip it at the bud or some sort of intervention. So if I
I'm just
see
saying
something.
that seems
If you guys
important.
see something on the scene, come to me.
Yeah.
Case in point, recently we had a fire. And the men and women came out and said, "Hey, you got to look at that place." Well, I was back in there. Hey, Joy, I was back in there to that house with in less than a week for a medical call.
Right.
And I took a walk through right after the fire, but then during that medical call, same thing. I alerted the state police and the ambulance squad and the people that are with us. Just take a look around the house because when we come back at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's full of smoke.
Right.
You're not going to get through here. Right. So this will be a subject to be brought up to this group that carries the chairman of for different supervisors down there to address that, get us all on the same page. And if there's something social services can assist with,
Right, maybe
or
financially.
yep.
Well, you're already aware of this. So you know there's a couple at 890.
This is your toast, okay.
Right. That, you know, they need help. And
Yeah.
so between the fire department and, you know, other folks complaining about this particular couple,
Yeah.
and the senior center, Carrie's got somebody going in there like helping to clean it up for them a little bit.
Good. No, that's
You know, because they're going to the hospital. One of them's going once a week, you know that. So,
Yep. I've been in there.
yeah, so they're it's being worked on. You know, we don't know if this will just keep going over and over again that, you know, until they get help. But
Right, but
the problem, Bob, is single family dwellings, and we have a few of those too. That's when there's really a problem. And,
no.
you know, for smoke detector issues, I can get a little bit involved, or egress issues, but for the most part, it's and there's people that just they want. To them, it's not hoarding. It's
Right.
they're tough.
No, it's
It's
right.
tough. You
Right.
know.
No, it is tough.
Probably more the building official. I would
Yeah.
say.
And health department.
Yeah, building health, the health guy, he actually went with Carrie down to 890 and, you know, offered his you know, written reports and suggestions. And, you know, it's just and like I
But
said.
I was just gonna say I've been really surprised because when you see that hoarding, it does not end well. It's either you almost guarantee it ends up in some sort of medical or a fire. And like I said, I've seen both,
Right.
and it's a mess.
It's
So that's yeah, I think that'll have a big impact.
like the chief said,
It'll save a life. I think it'll save a life.
well, that's why we have this group now. So if
Yeah.
any of us see it, so you go to a medical call and you see it,
Yeah.
talk to the chief, we fill the paperwork out, the group can meet. You know, like I said, I know I'm going to run across something else because I know there's a couple of tenants over there that the sad part is they've been there 35 years, but now they're elderly and they just can't take care of themselves. They don't have family.
Right.
So there isn't really anything that, you know, unless you find somebody to what's the legal term I'm looking for? Become the custodian of this individual, which is tough now. And judges hate doing that too, taking away somebody's freedom. So it's, you know, we're hoping with this group, at least it's documented and we have a place to go to start with, you know.
Good.
So
Okay. We got the old business. Old business. How about new business?
New business you brought up in the last year, year and a half. We talked about the description for the fire chief's
Yep.
position, and that came right into play the other night. And they sent it all out to all the selectmen, all the waters, you know. So, yep, thank you very much.
So the thing is, like, I know they don't really want to address it right away. Oh, that's a study kind of thing. It's like you can't keep waiting, you know,
Well,
because
there's some people, there's some different groups they're starting to have conversations with to do that study. So hopefully it'll move along. I've got my timetable in my head when it's going to happen. We'll see what happens.
okay, go to the new business. Take a motion to adjourn.
Second, make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
All those in favor? Hey.
All right.
All right.